it became clear that Harold was beginning for the first time. His self-confidence, his complacency, his bounce, his good temper broke down. And at one point he said, well, you're all doing this, you're all giving this up because it's unpopular. You're all committed by a cabinet decision on the white paper, cabinet decision to go ahead on the short bill. Every one of you here is committed by that, and you're abandoning your cabinet commitments because it's unpopular, it's soft, it's cowardly. If you do that, why shouldn't I do it, he said. Why shouldn't I suggest abandoning the National Insurance Bill with its increase of contributions, or the teeth inspector, or things I don't like. If you abandon yours, I abandon mine. This was said in the middle of Tuesday, and it was repeated, this theme of saying, you're lily-livered, you're cowardly, I can't stick it, and finally, I won't negotiate on your terms, I won't negotiate on your behalf. If you order me to go back and say I'm going to accept a declaration, I refuse to do this. I refuse to, because a declaration is not worth the paper it's written on. I insist on getting the rules. I insist on standing for the penalty clauses. You can't deny me this. It was a little man, for the first time, on our level, dragged down. It was a painful thing, because he was sabotaged in this sense. Sabotaged and utterly nonplussed. And as the afternoon drew on towards 7, it became more and more awkward, because the Prime Minister was due at 7 o'clock to address the trade union group, and he said, but I've got half my speech here written before me, and the half which says why I must insist on it being in the rules and why I can't accept a declaration. I suppose all this is out of date, and we had to say, yes, I'm afraid you won't be able to. What shall I say? What am I to say to these people? By this time it was 7:10. What can I say to them? And somebody said, well, give the history of the thing. You can give it in for 35 or 40 minutes. You can space things out. And he said, you mean I should be, you ask me to be dour? Everybody gave a rather embarrassed laugh and said, yes. And there it was, and I didn't see this, but both Fred Piat and Roy Jenkins afterwards said that three large tumblers of whiskey, double whiskies, were handed to him out of the cupboard by his secretary in the course of the last half hour. Never seen a Prime Minister driven to drink in the course of an evening. It was a terrible exhibition. It was an exhibition in which he was rasped, irritated, and utterly demoralized, really shouting, I won't, I can't. You can't do this to me. Terribly painful, because he expressed a loathing and a hatred and a contempt and a resentment and a spitefulness, which is quite unlike his usual character.